Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
More news for you here on your Texans.
Okay.
Two more on the injured reserve today.
Let's hear them.
C.J. Fedorowicz, Bruce Ellington.
That guy actually stepped up and done some good things.
Well, you're down to guys who should be driving trucks for a living at this point. That's a shame because Ellington was, like you said, he'd stepped up, was playing pretty
good.
Yeah, well.
I mean, and he was actually a nice little target for Tom Savage. I hope those guys are okay, but it really doesn't matter. It gets worse and worse.
At this point, are they 4-12 or are they 5-11?
This is a quote from an NBA GM. He's not on any of our scouting lists, even the extended lists. LeVar thinks he's going to play in the NBA next year. So instead of letting this kid just get a real education, he's now preparing him for an NBA career that's non-existent.
This guy has built up a business by producing nothing, by being the father of a famous basketball player. That's it.
Yes.
He probably knows this kid's not good enough to play in the NBA. And oh, by the way, probably should have been in jail.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Miss the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. You can probably skip some of it. just my take on it. But no, really good stuff. Go check it out. And we welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners.
Welcome in, Map.
And all you guys have to do is go to podcastarena.com, catch the first 2 hours. You're good. So a couple things here that I wanted to
share.
I want to talk movies because I know Jong had his podcast today. Right? Today was when it hit?
Yeah, today's when it hit.
Okay. I'm curious if you talked about what Christopher Nolan had to say about why DC is making bad movies.
I saw it, and I kind of agree and kind of disagree, but you can set it up.
All right, I'm going to set it up, because I'd like both of your opinions on this.
Okay.
But obviously, Christopher Nolan did the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yes.
Which I think we can all agree, by far the best.
It was very good.
Yeah. He said that... The big problem here is for these other DC movies, they're just not giving him enough time. Because the first one he did was 2005. The second one was 2008. And Dark Knight Rises was 2012. So that's a privilege and a luxury that filmmakers aren't afforded anymore. I think it was the last time that anyone was able to say to a studio, I might do another one, but it'll be 4 years. There's too much pressure on release schedules to let people do that now. But creatively, it's a huge advantage. We had the privilege and advantage to develop as people and as storytellers and then bring the family back together.
Okay. It's somewhat fair.
And he had so much time to prepare for each movie, he was even able to make two other films in between each of them, The Prestige and Inception.
I don't like Inception.
I know you don't.
Everybody loves it.
It's grown on me. It really has. But I'm curious what you guys think, if it's that simple. I also think dude did brilliant movies, but I don't know that. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't think it's that simple. I kind of view his trilogy as kind of like the Michael Jordan of comic book movies. And what happened when Jordan retired? The NBA went through this period where it was everybody wanted to be on SportsCenter. Everybody wanted to dunk on people. The fundamentals of basketball kind of deteriorated as when Jordan went away. And I feel like it was kind of the same way with Warner Brothers and DC when this happened. He made this dark, gritty detective type of movie, and Warner Brothers saw success from this and hired Zack Snyder to do The Watchmen. And that one came out a year after The Dark Knight did. In 2009, I believe, and to a certain extent, I think it box office wise, it was a success. I didn't particularly enjoy it as much as any of the other stuff that Christopher Nolan did, and they saw this, and they took it and was like, "This is the formula we're going to go with for our comic book movies." And somebody in I forget what year, I think 2011 is when the Green Lantern came out. So they were like they kind of took a step back and was like, okay, let's try to do a funny comic book movie like Marvel has been doing. And by this point, I think Marvel's 3 years into their MCU, and the Green Lantern was a gigantic failure. And Warner Brothers went back and was like, no, you have to do it this way. We're going to do it. It has to be very dark.
Which,
and,
by the way, Green Lantern was a failure with Ryan Reynolds attached to it.
Yes. Yeah,
which,
yeah, that ought to tell you something.
That shouldn't have been a failure.
And Warner Brothers went back and was like, okay, we're going to have to do it this way, the way that Christopher Nolan and Zack Snyder did Watchmen in the Batman series. And they went back and they hired Christopher Nolan to be the executive producer for Man of Steel. And they hired Zack Snyder to direct Man of Steel. So that the Man of Steel movie wasn't bad. It was good to, in terms of Warner Brothers, I guess, benchmark, it was pretty good. I think it got like a 71 on Rotten Tomatoes and made a boatload of money. Then Suicide Squad came out and that was a disaster. And Batman vs. Superman came out, and when it got released, Batman vs. Superman, they were already halfway into filming the Justice League, and when that reception came out about Batman vs. Superman, how bad it was and how the storyline didn't really make sense and how dark and too dark and not enough levity into the movie, they couldn't change much to Justice League. So at this point, they couldn't really do anything to help Justice League come out, and that's when Zack Snyder's daughter passed away, and then they brought on Josh Whedon to finish the film, and Justice League feels like, in certain parts of the movie, it feels like two different directions, and that's when a lot of people complain about the tone of the movie, because at certain points of the movie, it feels like it's directed by somebody else, and it was because of all the reshoots. So I think in the long run, I think that Christopher Nolan's Batman series really has hindered what DC is doing with their Justice League.
That was a really, really thorough answer.
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about this on the podcast.
I have nothing to follow that up with.
We talked about this on the podcast, why the DCEU has been struggling.
Yeah, well, but I do think there's something to what he's saying, is that he was given time to develop these movies. And also, yeah, I just don't think the other storylines are nearly as interesting. I mean, they... And I don't know that Christopher Nolan's ever going to do anything as good again as he did with that. That might have been his Pulp Fiction. That might be it.
It could be. Well, but I mean, that would be to say Quentin Tarantino hasn't done brilliant stuff since then.
No, he has, but he's also, I mean, he's never doing Pulp Fiction again. I mean, or even Reservoir Dogs. I mean, I love his movies, but don't get me wrong, but he hasn't done anything that good since, in my opinion.
Did Nolan do Dunkirk? Was that Nolan?
Might have been.
Have you watched Dunkirk?
I haven't watched it, but people rave about it.
Yeah, I've heard that's really good.
Yeah, it was Nolan. I'm waiting for it to come on pay. I'm finally getting caught up on a bunch of movies that I wanted to see this summer that are showing up on demand now. Finally got to see the second Kingsman movie.
Did you guys watch Interstellar?
I watched it, yeah.
Was it horrible?
I liked it the second time I saw it. Somebody says, LOL, Kill Bill's the best movie. Kill Bill's too long. That should have been one movie. I like it, but... And I'm not even sure it's...
I don't dislike anything that Tarantino's ever done.
I don't either, but...
That's why I think it's different, because I feel like there's... Christopher Nolan's done some stuff that I just don't like. He's done some really good stuff,
yeah,
but he's done some stuff I don't like.
Tarantino's never done one that I said... I wasn't as blown away by Django and Hateful Eight. I loved Inglourious Basterds. I thought it was fantastic. Kill Bill, I thought was too much. I mean, if that was the first time he was able to just do whatever the hell he wanted, and if he'd turned that into one movie and, you know, edited it down, one long movie, I think it would have been fantastic. But no, it's probably not fair to compare. But I mean, I do think he might not do anything that good again. It just was a perfect storm. So.
Well, now DC does have some time to go back and kind of fix a couple of things.
I mean, how? What are they going to do? What are they going
to
fix?
I mean, just the way the directors that are, you know, hired on to make these movies. From all this backlash, I don't think Zack Snyder comes back, and I don't think he wants to come back, because apparently he's very upset because they basically ripped apart his movie that was supposed to be about 3 hours long.
Guys, at some point, though, doesn't the bubble burst on superhero movies?
Oh, I'm waiting for it to burst.
Like, how many are till we're like, okay, I'm tired of superhero movies?
Well, at the end of this phase for the MCU, when the Infinity War saga ends, you can you might see a little bit of a kind of a letdown of all the other movies, because you're going to, Robert Downey's going away. I think Chris Evans is going away. I think Chris Hemsworth's still staying on to do a couple of things, but all your big players are going away.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they'll still make some money, but I think like with adults are going to stop being interested pretty soon. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm giving adults too much credit and that's all that they can consume is comic book movies, but it does seem like a bit of an oversaturation.
Oh yeah, well, and that's the thing. And when you start doing bad ones, you'll start losing people. All right, 713-780 ESPN. By the way, we'll talk about them here in a little bit. But if you want to play the tournament tonight over,
better get Lions, down there.
Yeah, it starts at 6:30. $80 buy-in, $20 seat fee, unlimited rebuys. And
the good thing is about you getting there late. Zero chance you're going to be the first person to bust out.
Exactly.
3K. I like that. So I like that strategy.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been the first person to go.
I have.
I've gone out early, but, you know, like aces or kings or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's happened. But 3K to first place tonight, and a bunch of my friends are going to be there playing. So I'll be there about 7:05, and you can buy in until 7:45. So it's quite the... quite the guarantee there, 3K to first place.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to tell me how it went. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about Triangle Energy, a born and raised in Texas company. They care about providing a good, low electricity rate, and they provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses because they want your home to run more energy efficient. Use promo code ESPN, you're going to get a discount, and if you're in the CenterPoint territory, you'll get the Smart Energy 36 plan locked in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. That includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service, so you can ask your Ecobee to set a timer, read you the news, adjust the temperature, and more. Triangle Energy will also come out and install it for free. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064 for Triangle Energy.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780 ESPN, your number. Everybody wants to talk about this. I'm going to squeeze in a couple calls.
Let's do it.
All right. I can't read
it
from here.
Let's do it.
I think that's Soccer Bilal.
Yeah, who's writing in lowercase?
Yeah, you might tell them that we're old and we need uppercase for the names. I think that's Soccer Bilal.
All right. Bilal.
Soccer and comics, guys.
Hey, Sports Bilal.
So the reason DC is suffering is they pulled a Houston Texans and they hired a visual director to direct a movie with basically panels straight from the comic books into the movie. Batman versus Superman had panels ripped out. It heavily relied on the Dark Knight Returns storyline by Frank Miller. But their saving grace is that they're going to do, they call it the Flash Rebirth, where Flash goes back in time to fix it, and then they're going to use that to sort of course correct and hopefully make up better movies.
Yeah, here's the problem for me with all that, even if that's like just the premise of getting it started. The Flash is like one of the crappiest superheroes to me. Yeah. I don't care about the Flash.
Aquaman are my two least favorites.
Here's the problem with DC, like Marvel is the NFC.
Yeah.
DC is the AFC. DC's really strong at the top with Superman and Batman, Wonder Woman. You could do some good things with those characters. The NFC is deep. They're full of players. I mean, in DC, you got Aquaman making the playoffs. You can't have that. That's a crappy superhero.
I agree.
I think that's the best way I can relate them.
That's perfect. That's
Marvel. Perfect. I mean, there's some good superhero movies people don't even talk about because there's too many good Marvel superhero movies.
There's 8-4 teams that are going to be wild cards.
And look at DC over there with old-ass Batman playing Tom Brady and old-ass Superman playing Ben Roethlisberger, still getting it done. And nope, there's
and that's
no
it. And that's it.
There's no young rising stars to take over in the AFC. They've got a bunch of Bortles is making the playoffs over there. Let's talk to Matt.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Been a fan of the Superstar Dean days. Got to say, I prefer A.J. Hoffman.
Of course you do.
Just wanted
Matt
to say,
is a
man,
total a-hole.
Just wanted to say, man, DC has always been the redhead stepchild of Marvel in the comic universes. I don't know why anybody would expect the movies to be any different. They're going to continue to be that. At this point, the only way they can turn it around is if they were to just, you know, change target audiences, go rated R, and try to blow it out of the water, which they'll probably do to ruin it anyway. But I agree with y'all, too. I think the bubble's going to burst on these things pretty soon. Sucks. I've been a fan of comics since I was a kid to watch them ruin all my favorite movies. Outside of Dark Knight, I actually liked The Watchmen. And then Deadpool, I don't think they made a decent one in the group. The hang of listen.
If they went like rated R and Batman was banging Wonder Woman, it might help.
Yeah.
But you know what's about to happen? This is my prediction. These are like vampire movies. Remember, that's all anybody made, not just movies, but True Blood and all this stuff. That's all anybody did for about 5 years.
But we're going up on 15 years
of
this.
It's going and going.
There's more in this universe to play with, but at some point, it's just going to drop right off. People are going to say, enough. I've seen everything there is to see with superheroes. Seen everything there is to see with vampires. Like all the zombie crap. That it wasn't just Walking Dead.
You but zombies were big for
World
a while.
World War yeah. Z. Yeah, now, all that stuff.
Now it's pretty much over. Nobody cares about zombies anymore.
Yeah.
And then I always see people with Jeeps that have like zombie response unit on the back of their Jeep. I'm like, oh man, you bought that sticker 5 years ago. You probably thought it was really cool. And now you're like, damn it.
Yeah.
Got to take that sticker off, but I don't have a good razor to peel it off.
Aquaman making the playoffs.
I mean, that's what's happening, Fred.
Who are the Texans? Is that Green Lantern?
No, the Green Lantern's better than that. I don't know who the Texans are. They're like a really crappy superhero. Let's talk to, what's that say, Caleb?
Carlo.
Carlo? Hey, Carlo.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports.
Hey, I think one part of the Batman franchise that DC hasn't done a lot with since, I think, late 90s, early 2000s is Batman Beyond. What do you think about a Batman Beyond movie where, you know, Bruce Wayne's an old dude and he's old and cranky and he's like trying to teach the next Batman in the future? Thinking about that.
I don't know. I don't like a new Batman. I just want Bruce Wayne to be Batman. And you know what? I watch Gotham still. Gotham's really good and it's really interesting to me every week. And Bruce Wayne isn't even turned into Batman yet, but it's just like all the character development on their villains and on, you know, on Alfred and all the bit players, Jim, the commissioner, Jim Gordon. It's really, really interesting to me. Maybe they should make a movie like that, like about young Batman before he's Batman.
I'll just throw this out there one more time. Why don't we just stop with the Dark Knight trilogy? It was perfect.
It's too late.
Why do we need more Batman?
It's too late.
And see, that's the problem. That's why these things aren't any good.
And what's disappointing
is when you hit that home run, you can't go make another.
You hang it up and yeah,
you can't go make another Jules Wingfield movie now.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. You can do it with Batman 20 years later, but to come right back to Batman, that was foolish of them. They really should have rode that for a while.
But it's money. Look how much they're printing money. So when they stop printing money, they'll stop screwing up the story.
And Hollywood, I mean, you know, they're lazy. They're unimaginative.
That's the problem. It's not. It's getting back to the original point. They are lazy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we can just trot, you know, this Wonder Woman out there and make it look like it's this feminist movie, and everybody will pay billions for it, and we're all.
All you got to do is put like some kind of a star in a superhero costume, and there you go.
Mm-hmm. It didn't work with Green Lantern though, with Ryan Reynolds.
That's true.
And even he made fun of it in Deadpool.
That's true.
As long as I don't have to wear a green suit, I think was the line. One more movie thing for you. And we were talking about Quentin Tarantino earlier. Guess who's going to get involved with a Star Trek movie?
Who?
Quentin Tarantino.
Well, I don't like that. I don't like Star Trek.
He's got a film that he just set up at Sony. But he's also said He's come up with a great idea for a Star Trek movie at Paramount. Shared his idea with J.J. Abrams, who's doing the Star Wars Episode 9 now. But apparently the plan is to assemble a room of a writer's room of scribes who will hear his take and begin to put together a movie. If it all works out, Tarantino might direct it with Abrams producing. Now, I know you're not a Star Trek guy.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But would you watch a Star Trek Tarantino movie based on what you said earlier?
I feel like I probably would.
You would have
I'd
to,
give it
right?
a chance, yeah.
Yeah. So, he's the only time he's ever done anything that wasn't his own was he directed a couple episodes of CSI and an episode of ER, which I would never watch. So, but he's talked about doing a James Bond movie, but apparently he's got an idea for Star Trek.
All right. Well,
so
I'll give it a chance.
He agreed to make his last month. It came out that he agreed to make his next film for Sony. The untitled film is an ensemble that deals with a period in Los Angeles around the time of the Manson murder spree. Margot Robbie will play Sharon Tate. And he's been discussing male lead roles with Tom Cruise, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Brad Pitt, although he hasn't set final casting. So he's it's kind of a description of the picture as a Manson family picture isn't really accurate. It says kind of like describing Inglourious Basterds as a movie about Hitler.
Okay.
So it sounds interesting. Especially since Manson just died.
Yeah, it's timely.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. We'll be happy to take some calls.
We will.
Do we need to get sportsy again?
I don't care. It'll feel great.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Well, you did a lot of driving.
You know what? My dog kept waking up last night. My dog was sick. So she kept waking up last night. And I had to keep taking her outside. And just didn't sleep well. I don't know.
I feel bad because I've been sleeping great with the wife out of town.
Oh, I bet. Oh, what a life.
I got that whole bed to myself and, you know, just get home, have a couple of drinks, go watch TV, go to bed.
Are you, you didn't bring any beer to take to the poker room?
No,
huh?
I didn't, but my buddy Roger's going to bring me a couple. So.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we got a bunch of people going to play tonight, a bunch of my friends, so it should
nice.
Be fun.
Take each other's money. That's all right, guys. Got to tell you about Raising Cane's one more time. Raising Cane's serving only fresh, never frozen chicken fingers. The premium cuts that have been marinated for 24 hours, cooked fresh when you order, and served hot, as always. They've got the great cane sauce, the great crinkle cut French fries, the great Texas toast. It's got the real garlic butter on top. And the hand-squeezed lemonade. The food there, it's out of this world. And they're also doing a great thing right now. Raising Cane's is teaming up with Home Alone 2, Lost in New York this holiday as they release their 25th anniversary DVD. Stop by, and you can get a Kevin plush puppy at Raising Cane's. 15% of the net proceeds from those puppies will go to support a local pet welfare organization. And it's a nice little gift for a kid or whoever you happen to be buying for. Also, they're doing $25 Raising Cane's gift cards and a $5 bonus card free while supplies last. Those are nice little stocking stuffers there. Raising Cane's, 25 locations and counting in the Houston area. And as always, they've got one love, and that's making those great chicken finger baskets. That's Raising Cane's, one love.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So I was thinking of getting another SUV at some point here in the next few months. I think I found the one I want. It's probably a little out of my price range. The Lamborghini Urus. It is the
you think it's a little out of your price range?
Yeah, just a little bit, but it's the first Lamborghini SUV. It's also officially the world's fastest SUV. Care to guess how fast this thing can go?
160.
190.
Ooh, that's strong.
It looks sharp too.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were saying that because you were coming out of your midlife crisis phase. But now when you say, I want an SUV again, I want a Lamborghini SUV, I was like, oh, maybe you're going deeper into the hole.
Yeah, maybe I am. I don't know. But I saw that. I'm like, wow, that looks pretty awesome. I have kind of a sports thing, if you want to do that. I got plenty of non-sportsy stuff. What do you feel like diving into?
Let's go non-sports. I'm sportsed out, honestly.
Yeah, I kind of am too. Mondays are always so...
Oh, it's so sporty. And then today was a lot of sport. It's...
Well, 6 o'clock, we've kind of been non-sports the whole time.
Okay.
So I have Russians contacting extraterrestrial life, which, you know, I like, except it's like bacteria, so that doesn't count.
No, I don't like that.
Here's one for you, because you have young kids.
I do.
And apparently this has caused a bit of a stir, and I kind of can see why. Parents have been left outraged by a kid's dress that can be bought in sizes for 3 to 4 years old from an Australian store.
Okay.
And basically, it's got like a short black skirt and says, "I'm sexy and I know it." Okay. With all the abuse of minors that we've seen lately, who the hell would sell this shirt?
Yeah, that's a bad look.
It is advertised as being beautifully designed clothing for your little one. I think that might be the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's not good.
One person said, "Can't believe anyone even suggested this, let alone being approved, made, stocked, and I can only presume bought by anyone."
Yeah.
So,
shame.
Yeah, the son.
It's only chicks in Alabama.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, well, pretty much legal. But, yeah.
Damn right it is.
Hey. Especially if it's your cousin. God, you're disgusting.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Yeah, but hopefully you're of age. That'd be kind of important.
No, it's not important to some people.
You see, they're going to do a final season of House of Cards without.
Did you see? I'm not going to watch that.
I quit watching it after season.
Who's going to watch that?
But it's going to be all about her, which I hate her character.
Yeah.
So I everybody told me it got better last year, but I don't know what it is about me, but when I eject on something, I just can't go back. It's just, I'm done with it. It's like an ex-wife to me. And you're never going back. I've told this one, if she leaves me, don't try coming back in 3 months.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Hmm. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, that's pretty much all my non-sportsy stuff. For the most part,
it's a solid day of non-sports, I suppose.
I've got the biggest employers in each state, which the South is pretty obvious. I bet you can guess most of
Walmart across
Walmart,
the South.
Walmart is like almost all of the. It's pretty much all the way from Florida up into Ohio, all the way back to Texas, and then Arizona, and then Wyoming and places like that. New Mexico, one of your former places. Do you care to guess what the number one employer in New Mexico is? It is not Walmart.
New Mexico. I don't know.
It's the University of New Mexico.
Okay, yeah. I mean, they've got stuff all over the state.
Yeah, and that's why, same thing in California, because it's not just Cal.
They have so many universities, too, yeah.
Yeah. Washington. That one makes sense. It's a little different.
Boeing?
Boeing. Ding, ding, ding. Very good. Denver, I would have never guessed. Although, it is one of the big hub airports, but Denver International Airport is Colorado's biggest.
That's employer. Surprising.
Yeah. I wonder if... Well, I guess you have so many different weed companies now.
Yeah.
But most of these other ones, like Nebraska's the University of Nebraska, Iowa's University of Iowa, Wisconsin's... Wisconsin, but I mean, the map's funny just because it's Walmart everywhere. Like when you see it, and you just go, oh, okay. 22 states.
God.
Walmart is the largest employer.
Yeah. There's too many Walmarts.
In 12 states, it's healthcare. In 11, it's education. In 5, it's something else.
Okay.
So.
See. Walmart is also considered education and healthcare in some states. Little known fact about Walmart. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much Alabama, Mississippi. Somebody asked if that shirt has a Penn State logo on it. No, it's for little girls. Okay. Somebody else says, at this point, I want all the females in my life to wear nun costumes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, if that's what you're into.
Ugh.
God. I just wonder about people, what the hell they're thinking. Somebody thought that was a good idea.
I don't know who.
It's like, yeah, let's put this on a little girl. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, so I have one more that's sort of sportsy. It was originally Gym of the Day until I got the sex doll being stolen.
Okay.
Which, you know, I kind of like that one. You know, it's sports guys are always pranking each other. You know, players are. They'll do stuff to catch the other guys off guard. The Golden Knights.
Your favorite team. Second favorite team.
Second favorite team. Apparently, Nate Schmidt did not check his helmet for what they did to it. They taped a penis to the top of it.
Oh, no.
And he went out for... his skate, and took a while to realize that there was a penis on his helmet.
That's not good.
I kinda, it's like, okay.
So, I mean, how long was he out there?
He was out for practice, and I think people were laughing at him so hard he figured out something was wrong, and yeah, penis on the helmet trick.
Welp. Welp.
Yeah, exactly. But,
I've got a Florida story.
Yeah, that'd be good.
This guy who kind of looks like Santa Claus.
You call him Daddy?
No, but when you say that guy, he's got a Santa Claus look to him.
He looks like a methy Santa Claus.
Yeah, methy Santa, I would call him. He was apparently homeless, being aggressive, yelling and screaming vulgarities, profanities, and verbally accosting patrons to a business. The person who called police said the subject was later identified as Howard Ballou, was lunging his shopping cart and taking wild swings at him. The caller reported that Ballou then dropped his pants, exposing himself, and then drew a knife and swung it around. That's a bad mix.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to be wielding a weapon, you should cover your penis.
Yeah.
That could do damage.
That's definitely Florida.
An officer, when police arrived, they encountered Ballou in an adjacent parking lot. An officer notes in his report that Ballou appeared and smelled highly intoxicated. While police were speaking with him, he continued to scream profanities. He was taken into custody. An 8-inch knife was found on his waistband.
8-inch? I thought you were going the other
direction. Yeah, that was the joke.
Yeah, okay, so you set it up like that.
That's, yeah. Comedic cool. Timing and all.
Ah, good job. All right. Guys, guess what? After this next segment, I'm heading over to Lions Poker Palace to play the tournament tonight. Started at 6:30, but you can sign in up until 7:45, and I got some friends going too. Our buddy Roger's playing. My neighbor Nick's playing.
Nick!
He said... I mean, he said, man, this place is classy. And yeah, it is. And that's the thing I like about it so much. Very impressive Vegas-like ambiance. Complimentary valet, self-parking as well, and a secure lot. Security inside and outside. And they have tournaments every day. Monday through Friday, 6:30 start. Saturday and Sunday, 3:30 start. They have that Omaha tournament on Sunday. And ATM available inside. It's English only at the table after the cards are dealt. They've got 10 tables with comfortable seating. And I got to tell you, we've been to a lot of casinos. And this place
a lot of poker rooms.
A lot of poker rooms, and this is as nice as any place I've been outside of Vegas, and it's as nice as nicer than many of the places in Vegas. And the guys that run it are fantastic. And so tonight, if you want to go play, $80 buy-in with the $20 seat fee, and you can rebuy up until 7:45, and I will be there in about 20 minutes.
You know what they do that I love? They've got the 10-seat tables with 9 chairs at them.
Yeah,
because when you've got a 10-seat table and 10 seats, it's miserable. They're trying to avoid that, so they keep 9 seats at them. I mean, it's just they're doing everything the right way. They've got 10 tables, they've got 18 TVs, so they've said whatever game you want to watch, they'll put it on for you. They've got all the packages. Follow Lions Poker Palace on Facebook for all the tournaments and events. You can find them at 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mention ESPN, you'll get the first 2 hours of play for free. So go by there tonight, take Fred's money, and hopefully we'll see you out there soon at Lions Poker Palace.
From From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Celebrate the Astros World Series championship forever with the incredible audiobook History Earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. Incredibly affordable at just $13.99 with $1 from each sale going to Hurricane Harvey Relief, narrated by SportsMap's own Charlie Polillo and written by Chris Campisi. It is perfect for any Astros fan and easily downloadable to any laptop or smart device. Gift card options are available as well. Just go to historyearned.com, download your copy today. College basketball, good one tonight, A&M in Arizona at 7:30.
It's going to be a good one.
Station. So Arizona not off to the best start, but that's still a very good basketball team. All right.
Fred. Lamont says that he includes you as my employer.
I was joking. Stop. Don't you wish that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Well, that's it. There you have it, Lamont. My boss, Fred, told me that.
Stop. I was making a joke as I usually am. When do we ever start taking stuff seriously that we say?
He used his power as management over me. And I was forced to stop. Jong has the same power. He just chose not to wield it on that particular day.
Did he lock the door behind you?
Yeah.
There's no wielding going on here. Okay. Yeah. It's not like your knife in that story you were talking about.
I'm like the guy who, and that's why you and Jong, it's so intimidating to work with you guys because you're management. And I have to pretty much do whatever you guys say or I fear losing my job. So I just submit, basically.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. That's what's been going on lately, guys, to be honest.
Right.
Hashtag me too. I'm putting it out here in the open right now. Fred and Jong have pressured me.
Oh, stop. Stop. Joe Blank is the one who's abusing you. Stay the hell away from us on that.
He's abusing me physically. You guys abuse me emotionally.
Uh-huh. All right. That should be my Hey Man Bleep That for today.
That's mine.
Okay.
To that, I say,
hey, man.
Thank you, Jong.
See, he didn't have to play that because you were talking about him and me.
I asked him to, though, and he Jong is at least, he gives and takes. You're just a taker.
Really?
Okay. You take and bully.
Do I have to start burping now so that you feel better about it? Is that it?
Why do you make me call you Mr. Weinstein now?
Stop.
Like for the
last
month.
That's not you. You overheard me saying that to one of the young ladies here.
Right.
That was not for you. That was for her. And to buy some plants. That was the other thing I told her. That dude ruined it. Just when I'm about to get in the movie business, that dude ruined it for me.
Yeah.
That should be my other one. But I'm going to go off on John Gruden here because I am so sick and tired of every time a job comes up, he doesn't actually say, oh, I'm not interested. So I'm happy at doing what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. Now it's the New York Giants. Sean McDonough asked him, your name comes up for every job. Would you consider coming to the New York Giants? Don't believe half the stuff you hear and read, Sean. And then, basically, that's not an answer. And then he says, our producer said he saw somewhere the odds of you going to the Giants are 35-1. Would you take the over or under at 35-1? I'll take the under on that if Eli comes back. He just likes to have, he's another one of those media creation, media whores who just likes to have his name thrown out there. And I like Gruden. I think he's doing what he should be doing. He sucked as a coach his last couple of years. Stop it. Stop letting your name being thrown out. Do what you're doing. And just when a job comes up, say no. To that, I say,
hey, man, that.
Jong, that leaves you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know AJ was serious or not.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he
mostly because I didn't put one together. I always forget about that.
Oh, okay.
that one worked, actually.
Yeah. Well done. I forgot the source of the story, but somebody in, I gotta look this up, but there was a story, and AJ commented on too on Twitter. Lamont posted a story about how somebody wrote a story about how Mike Pence ratted out his frat brothers and got his house shut down, like his fraternity shut down. I was like, how is that a story? Like, why are you guys wasting energy on writing a story like that and not focusing on anything bigger? You know, why is this a news story?
Well, his roommate was Russian. That's what it doesn't say in the story.
Yeah,
this was his Russian fraternity.
Sure, sure.
14-year-old too.
Oh,
let's just start all these rumors.
Well, to that I say,
hey man, fuck that.
Okay, Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Some of these stories that come out now are just so meaningless. You know, it's why. But I don't know. That's what happens when you. I'm not gonna get started on it. Let's just end this.
Let's end it mercifully.
Yeah, you go get some rest.
Is that an order?
Work on your belching game.
Is that an order?
My mic's still on.
That's an order. Yeah. All right. Jong Lee, great job. AJ Hoffman, great job. Give myself a solid D-minus today. We'll bounce back tomorrow.
By Fred.
By Fred.
Yeah.
By Fred.
Uh-huh. You know what? This was a Texans versus Titans performance for me, so I'll do better.
Bye, bitches.
Yeah, what she said. Till tomorrow, stay sporty, bitches.